You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. It's part two of Fair Trade Fortnight. Last week we heard from Patsy Toland to learn what fair trade is and what it means. Cathy Dunn is the lady behind Revive Dunfanaghy, and she talked about fair trade at a local level and what that means. Cathy says her business ethos is the short mile and the circular economy.
We try to buy everything around us. Anything that's that people are wasting, we try to bring it back to life and pass on in the hope that it actually survives and lives for another couple of years, you know. But we generally try to buy local produce, local bakes, local coffee. You know, we've local roasted coffee. Tom buys ethically, you know, that he makes sure that nobody's been harmed in the production of his product, which means passing on to me. I know that everybody's at a fair price. Generally, anything if he buys of local farmers, he makes sure that they're actually putting something back into their community. You know, so there's a percentage of his profits would go then towards educating somebody in the village that he's buying out of, like a farmer's cooperative.
When speaking to Cathy, she said people should be more suspicious of how prices become so low.
Think before you buy anything that's $1.99. Why is it $1.99? Has anybody been harmed or has anybody been exploited in the production of that? You know, in order for you to get it so cheap. It's really just making people think about what they can buy and where they can source it and really what effect it has. You know, you're buying cheap. Somebody's being harmed in the production of that, really, I think. So we just say, look, if you can buy fair trade coffee or if you can buy fair trade sugar, even if you only change one product in your house.
Patsy, who joined me last week, had made a very similar point.
I would expect it that a fair trade product would be more expensive. I mean, if you think of it, and if you're the like of Nescafe or somebody like that, and you're sort of squeezing money all the time and you're doing your shareholders, you're paying very little, you want big profit. Whereas when you go in and you buy a fair trade product, you know when you buy it that all along the line, those farmers, those packers, those transporters, those people in Ireland who now package it sustainably, and what they're doing is giving you a really good produce that hasn't been knocked down and down to be cheap and cheap and cheap. And say this is quality and this is fair. So I would always expect it to be slightly more expensive, but I think that's what we need to do.
It's an interesting take. Now, there is a cost of living crisis going on. So as Cathy said, to start off, if it's one thing that you can change, it's one more than what you would have had before. Cathy also wanted to highlight that fair trade isn't just at the big supermarkets. It's also local.
Well, really, we just want to keep ourselves as a fair trade town. You know, we try to do a few events throughout the year. Fair trade's local. You know, local is your first port of call, really. You know, that you can help somebody else in your community. That is fair trade as well. That's what we tried last year to bring fair trade back to local. You know, use local stores, use local shops. That's going back into that. That's your circular economy coming in again. It's going into, I pay €50 to the dance class. The dance class pays €50 on to the gym. The gym, you know, so it's going around in our community. So it's fair. It's a fairer way to shop instead of me going on to Amazon and booking whatever. And do you know what I mean? Try to go local first. So it's sustainable and local. Suppose it all just goes into the one basket, really, doesn't it?
Finally, if there's two words to remember, it's purchasing power.
Really, it's doing a wee bit of research about what you are buying. And remember, your purchasing power, it's your purchasing power. You know, you can make companies change and think about what they're doing. Like, I used to use a company and I thought it was great. I realised it wasn't so great. So it's amazing how quickly you can stop using something when you find out a few facts that you don't like, you know.
And that is us for this week. Time has caught up with us. Thank you to Cathy and to Patsy for sharing their knowledge with us. Fair Trade Fortnight is not over. It's still going for another week, and we have more information that you can find on our website, highlandradio.com. It will also be on the ourstoprotect.ie website, and we'll have some stuff up on our social media channels as well if you want to learn more and learn how to use that purchasing power that Cathy speaks so highly of. That's all for this week. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.